Hey, it's Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV. Happy to you've joined me today. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this new labs release we have for the AppFabric caching activities. Now, what we've done with this labs release is to quickly put some code out there. We're just trying to get it out there right away. So if you like it, you want to use it, feel free. The source is included. And if it turns out that this is good stuff and people like it and use it and we're happy with the API, it might evolve into a more formal release later, but no promises on that. We'll just see where it goes. So there's a bunch of activities here. They basically fall into kind of APIs to work with a cache and then APIs to wait for things, so dealing with notifications. So we have add, get, put, and remove for the data cache, and then we have a bunch of notifications where you can wait for changes on a particular item or region or whatever. So the idea is that with the wait ones, you could write a workflow that waits for something to happen in the cache and then reacts by maybe going and fetching data out of a database and refreshing things in the cache and so forth. Now, the source includes all the unit tests. You just have to be aware that the unit tests do require that AppFabric cache is running, and there has to be a named cache, named notification cache with notifications enabled. So, you have to create that, and there's instructions in the unit test. But I want to walk you through this simple example of a workflow service that uses this so you can see how you might use it if you wanted to try it out. So here's the simple thing, like where we're going to receive some data. So we have the typical get data, right? It's just a string that we pass in. And then I have this type called sample data. So the first thing I'm going to do is do a data cache get on sample data. And so if I look at this activity, we can see that it's got some properties here. You can enter a cache name if you want to use a particular named cache. If you don't, it will use the default cache. We pass in the key for our cache. In this case, we're going to use that data as the key. A region if you want to use regions. And then we'll have the result that you get here, and we'll store it in another variable I call sample data. The next thing we need to do is say, well, did we find it in the cache or not? So if sample data is nothing, that means we didn't find it in the cache. All right, it won't throw an exception, it'll just be null. And so in that case, what we want to do is get the data and put it in the cache. So I have an activity here called get data from repository. It just, looks it up out of something. Could get it out of a database, a web server, something. Who knows where it's going to get it. But it gets the data from somewhere and puts it in sample data. And then we want to put it into the cache. So now we have data cache put. And you see there's a lot of properties here. There's properties that support, there's so many overloads to the data cache put API. So basically what I have is these properties will do what they have to do, use the correct API overload. So if you don't provide these values, you don't have to. So here's the minimum you have to provide is the key and the value that you want to put. So that's what we're doing there. If I did find it in the cache, I'm just going to set this cache hit variable true, and then we'll move on from there. So once I've done that, then it's pretty simple. I'm going to set up this response object with the sample data and whether or not we got a cache hit and just send it back to the caller, right? Okay, so what I want to do now is come over here to PowerShell and let's start the cache cluster. So you have to make sure that it's up and running before you run this demo. Okay, so now it's running. Okay, and so now let's fire up the app. Okay, so here is the app. I have a little web app with some instructions. So if we just put in here a key value, so let's put in key 1. The value can be anything between 0 and 20, which I just have in my sample repository that the values. So we see here that it got a value named value 1 and it was a cache miss. Now if I click submit again, now we get a cache hit. So we didn't have to hit the repository to look it up. Hey, and that's it. It's that simple to get this working, and there's of course more to these activities. There's the whole wait side of them. Like I said, the unit tests are included. So if you want to check out how the wait activities work, I suggest you take a look at the unit test, give them a run. Be sure to look for the instructions on creating the notification cache so that they'll all work. All right, so for Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.